Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Dear Dr. Sala writes a listener, I'm 26 years of age, and at this point in my life, I have such an empty feeling. I'm a member of a Baptist church, which I haven't been to for at least a month. I'm trying to reach for something, but I don't know what. I'm spiritually weak. Is there a time in our lives when we become stumped? You don't know which way to go. If you're able to answer these questions, please reply. A second letter struck a kindred note as a friend wrote, I have asked God to save me, but my faith is very weak when I get worried. Then it's as if I don't believe in God. I am afraid my faith is so small, God has not saved me. With this little faith, can God save me? As long as I have problems, I can't believe. Please help me. Perhaps you too can relate to the heart cries of those two individuals. Way down deep in your heart, you would like to believe. But so many things have happened, you've begun to wonder if something is wrong with you, or if it will work for you at all. Hold on, friend. Today's commentary is just for you. God only knows how many folks live with doubts in their heart. Questions abound, such as, is my faith strong enough? Why can't I get on top of this temptation? Why doesn't God speak to me like He does to other people? And the bottom line, of course, is that doubts and questions rob you of your peace of mind and definitely the assurance of your salvation. You don't know if God would receive you at all, should you die and stand knocking at heaven's door. Based on what our two friends told me, I have more confidence that God has heard them than they do. Do you know why? I have greater confidence in the promises of God's Word, and I know it better. But how much do you have to know to have the assurance that you are on good terms with God? First, settle some issues once and for all. Issues like this. Would God lie to me? Will He keep His Word? Did He really mean what He said when the prophets of old recorded His Word? Now, those are simple questions, but vitally important. Long ago, Moses wrote, God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should change His mind. Does He speak, he asks, and then not act? Does He promise and not fulfill? You'll find those words in the Old Testament book of Numbers, chapter 23. The New Testament says, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. So the question then is, as you know how, did you believe in your heart and verbally confess Christ as your Savior? If you did, then God will honor His Word. Simply put, you can know that you are His child. John says, he who has the Son has life, and he who has not the Son of God has not life. It's that simple. But how do you explain the doubts and the questions? Well, in some cases, we depend on our feelings rather than the facts from God's Word. Our emotions are unstable. They're an unstable barometer of reality. You can't depend on them. At other times, Satan does use doubts and questions to convince us that it may work for others, but not us. And at other times, we ask, how could I really be God's child and have all of these problems in life? Not understanding that God promises to take us through the deep waters, not always deliver us from them. You can know that you are born again, and you can have that knowledge today, no matter who you are or where you are.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.